Jessica had grown up in a very religious home, quite sensible parents, not overly religious. And she'd happily gone to church every Sunday with them during her school years. And then when she went to university in Manchester, she lost interest. And by the time she graduated, she'd completely given up going to church. Some years later, she went to spend a week with her married sister in the south of France, near a major ski resort. She arrived on Saturday evening, and on Sunday morning, the sister and her husband were going to Mass and invited her to come with them. She said no, she was going skiing instead. And on Monday, during one of her runs downhill, she crashed into a tree and broke her leg. And 3 days later, she was released from hospital sporting a large cast. And again, the following weekend, when it came to Mass time, her sister said to her, "Would you like to come to Mass with us? We can take you in the car." This time she accepted the invitation. And by sheer chance, or was it, the gospel of the day was the Good Shepherd gospel we have just heard. And by chance as well, the priest was a visiting priest from Israel. Jessica was well conceived at the back of the church, not wanting attention to be shown to her large plaster. She couldn't be seen by the priest, so there was no explanation other than divine providence or some very quirky coincidence that the homily began like this. "There's a custom among shepherds in my country, Israel," said the priest. "It was there at the time of Jesus, and it is still there. And it helps a little towards understanding what Jesus says about God as the Good Shepherd. He said sometimes, very early in life, in the life of a lamb, if a shepherd is sure that a particular lamb is going to be wayward, to give trouble, to be forever drifting away from the herd, the shepherd will deliberately break one of the legs of the little lamb, so that he has to carry it until the break is healed. And by that time, the lamb has grown so fond of the shepherd that it never strays again." "I may be dense," Jessica said in relaying her story recently, "but given my broken leg and all that chance coincidence, hearing those words woke up something within me. It changed my life and changed me. I have made sure never to stray from the shepherd ever since then." "Not for a moment," she said, "did I feel that God had sent this disaster my way. But I saw the finger of God in what happened as a result of my accident." Often don't we hear people say that when they're hit by some misfortune, "What is he up to," meaning God, or "What is he trying to teach me?" It's the same people who say God sends disasters on the world in order to bring people back to their senses, or God sends AIDS to the world as a punishment for sexual disorder. And it's a good thing that our age, as a general rule, rejects these false notions of God, because God does not send floods or disasters or earthquakes to punish us. God doesn't break anybody's legs. But when misfortune does come, we will find, if we are open, that God can work within each situation to bring good out of it. And if we listen to our own heart, to the voice within us, we will discover that God is leading us in times of disaster, times of misfortune, that his gentle voice is guiding us, and that he will speak to us through our misfortune. We hear his voice deep within us, telling us that he loves us. And if we learn to listen to that voice, the voice that comes from in, from within, we will gradually move deeper and deeper into our own hearts, where always, despite the anguish, despite the pain, there is also peace and a place of rest and reassurance. We can be quite sure that God holds us and that our fearful, anxious self is embraced by his love.